Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Q-Speed Radio, your podcast magazine for all things motorsports and maybe even some multi-sports. blogtalkradio.com/Q-Speed. Yes, I just said that. It's now Q-Speed. The name has changed. Same game, new name. And note the new web address. Similar, but new. Now we are blogtalkradio.com/Q-Speed. I'm your crew chief, Q. I just said that wrong as I almost caught. I'm your crew chief, Q. Captain Kurt should be joining us in a bit. Feel free to join the show yourself. Same number, by the way. Call 917-889-2053. We're live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. I'm going to start out by saying don't blink. Championship seasons are right around the turn. I almost said corner. Turn. It's kind of a corner if you look at the upcoming race at Indianapolis. Speaking of Indy, Indy has one more event till they crown a champ at Sonoma on September 16th. Cup Series has one more race, and then before their chase begins, Truck Series is already in their chase, and they will be coming up soon. And they have this weekend off. Xfinity has two to go before their chase begins. Their field will be set over the next couple races between Indianapolis and Vegas. NHRA just set their field for their final six races to decide it. I want to thank everyone, by the way, who tuned in on Tuesday for our unusual day of the week. You know, normally it's Monday. It was my mom's birthday and one of our highest rated broadcasts yet. That means a lot, you guys. It really does. Thank you to all those who did the audio birthday card, and Cindy for calling in to join the show live with my mom on air. It's not every mom's birthday you get a chance to go live on air and surprise them with a birthday call in, and and we didn't tell her she was going to be on air, so that was it's kind of a big deal, especially being that I look back at the ratings for the show and there was so many of you. So, hey, let's wave the green flag and put the hammer down. The rumors of silly season are starting to unravel a lot bit, and become facts. The biggest of the recent is last year's champ, Martin Truex Jr. in the Cup Series. The only for sure fact, it's still partial rumor, partial fact. The only for sure fact is that the 78 car will be no more. Barney Visser is shutting down that team over in Colorado. So there will not be a number 78 car, or at least not a number 78 from Furniture Row Racing next year. Visser decided to close up shop, and there's no full-time sponsor, or at least an ideal sponsorship to fund a competitive year for that team. So that has not materialized. Now, as of noon today, I'm not finding any confirmation from the parties involved, but as of last evening, it was reported on NASCAR Race Hub that Martin Truex Jr., crew chief Cole Pearn, and Bass Pro Shops will all be going to the number 19 car currently driven by Daniel Suarez at Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, where this puts Suarez for next year, I got a huge question mark after the word year. Where this puts him next year? Haven't heard anything as of this minute. Casey Kane, obviously retiring. That could mean Levine Racing has their eyes on Daniel Suarez. It's a possibility. There are a few other scenarios that would end Suarez up in the Xfinity series too. I have to mention, mention, come on, it's early in the day as I'm recording this first segment for the show. I have to mention, I don't only have any info whether or not the 19 car at Gibbs is a charter team. That's meaning charter, the car is one of the guaranteed 36 starting spots. At the time Gibbs began that team in NASCAR, NASCAR also began the charter provisional starting spots where teams like Hendrick, Roush, Gibbs, Petty, amongst others, were all given provisional starting spots under the design of awarding charter spot, franchise, whatever you want to call it. The 19 was not eligible. And that may have changed over the years, but I'm not real sure. Another interesting point that there isn't a champions provisional anymore. So when Carl Edwards was tapped as the driver for the new team, the number 19 at Gibbs, he had just left Roush Racing. And then with Daniel Suarez, after Carl Edwards retired, or he's on hiatus, I'm not even sure what's really going on with Edwards. Obviously, Kenseth was the same type of deal, and now Kenseth is back at Roush after driving the number 20 over at Gibbs. So, but yes, the 19 is qualified every race, even though it wasn't a charter franchise team. I highly doubt Truex would miss qualifying a spot in a race too. So Edwards never missed one without a charter spot. Suarez never missed one without, you know, that provisional starting spot. And then, so when Truex comes in, I'm guessing he'll be just fine. I don't see it happening that a guy like Truex wouldn't make it into the race, even when it's a full 40 car field, which the only time that it's been more than 40 has been at the Daytona 500 anyway. So yeah, it's going to get interesting over the upcoming weeks. No official announcement on Truex joining Gibbs. No official announcement on Cole Pearn joining Gibbs. No official announcement on sponsor Bass Pro Shops heading over there. I'm going to double up my notes here because a lot of shakeups to come, and some are already announced, but still waiting on the Kurt Busch news. Obviously, Elliott Sadler and Casey have officially announced retirement, but for the moment, all we really know is that 78 will be no more. And it'd be a long shot if someone other than Martin Truex Jr., crew chief Cole Pearn, and sponsored Bass Pro Shops not end up in the 19 Gibbs car. Add to that, the rumblings about Noah Gregson, currently driving the truck series, extremely successful this year, moving into the Sadler car. Once again, Elliott Sadler retiring. We'll see. I love this stuff. It gives me something to wrap my head around when I don't have a race live on TV. Let's see if we can get through something in the next 13 minutes before I go to break. The Cup Series, Bad Brad finally got his victory for 2018 and is finally locked for the chase. He really was never at risk of being eliminated, but this put an exclamation point on it. In the weeks leading up, I mentioned that this would be the track that Jimmy Johnson, being, you know, Darlington last weekend, be the track that Jimmy Johnson had the best shot at. There's some rumblings that with his multiple wins in the Brickyard 400 that he's got a pretty good shot at that. I don't see it. The Chevys have not been strong on big horsepower tracks. But, hey, those four corners are pretty tricky, and it would take a guy like Jimmy Johnson to maneuver through them. I don't think we'll ever see a rookie win at Indianapolis. But, yeah, so it would have been Johnson's best shot at a win, but Darlington's come and gone, so We'll see what happens after Indy. Johnson had troubles and finished all the way back in 39th. He lost an oil line or a brake line or something to that effect. He's still a prospect for the chase, but there is a scenario that could eliminate him. So we'll see. Could be his teammate right behind him in an outside winner. Johnson sits in the 15th spot, but would be out if teammate Alex Bowman passes him in points and a new winner outside the top 16 wins their way in. That's all I'm saying. Bowman will be out if he gets passed in points or a new winner from 17th on back shoves him out as well. At Indy. And again, barring a penalty to Bowman, his points are far enough ahead that it'll take a win from someone outside the top 16 to bump him out at Indy. There is a chance that somebody ahead of Jimmy Johnson as well could be shoved back if, say, they got four penalties at 25 points each. It's possible. I've seen stranger things happen. So as far as it goes, the top 14 spots are in place, barring a massive penalty. But I've looked through years of racing, and I think if a driver that's got a lock in that, you know, top 14 in points, they're not going to take any risks. Harvick, although has less season points, is technically first place going in with 40 playoff points at this time. By the way, we still got one race to go. 40 playoff points to Kyle Busch's 35. Kyle's lead, leads the season, but as mentioned, it's going to be second when they go into the chase. As things sit right now, Kyle Busch could gain, you know, handful of playoff points too. Six victories versus Harvick's seven. Have I lost you yet? We'll keep it simpler. I'm trying to summarize this in the easiest way possible, but it just doesn't always go that way. Yeah, and I know it sounds like blah, blah, blah. But yeah, Martin Truex Jr. has four wins, sits third going in. Kurt Busch has one and sits fourth seed. By the way, even though more guys behind him have more wins, Joey Logano with one win is fifth in points. Keselowski, after winning at Darlington, is now sixth with the win. Kyle Larson, winless, still locked in at seventh going into Indy. Clint Bowyer, two-time winner, is eighth. I know, it doesn't make sense, does it? But has more playoff points than fourth through seventh. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin. We're going to have more news about Ryan Blaney in a little while. Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, they're ninth and tenth. Chase Elliott with a win is 11th. Eric Almirola runs in 12th with no wins. Eric Almirola also ran inside the top 10, 10th and 9th and, you know, whatnot. Strong car from Stuart Haas Racing. Eric Jones has a win, but he's all the way back in 13th. Jimmy Johnson, no wins, is 14th, followed by Alex Bowman in 15th. But outside winner, Austin Dillon, bumps them back to, instead of 14th and 15th, puts them in 15th and 16th. Ricky Stenhouse, although his points say 16th, he's behind Austin Dillon, to move him back to 17th. Now, here's the kicker. Although Stenhouse is 16th, he's still got to win his way in. He's really not that close to Alex Bowman to bump him back in points. So we'll see. They got to get a victory at Indy. That's it. Anyone 16th and out has to have a victory. Jimmy Johnson, maybe even. So as the story went, Kyle Larson was on par to win again and led nearly the whole time, but came up short. Keselowski took the victory. Penske teammate Joey Logano in second. Kyle Larson ended up third. The four finished fourth with Kevin Harvick not leading any laps, by the way. So kind of disappointing. Chase Elliott rounded out the top five. Chase, obviously, like mentioned, he's a lock for the Chase. Pun intended. A couple heads to the Brickyard on Sunday. Sunday the 9th, correct? Yes? Okay. But yeah, it's last chance for everyone outside the top 14 slots to lock in for the Chase. So we're going to go ahead and bump out, and we'll be back on par with some Xfinity, some trucks, some Indy, some NHRA, some Goofy Kurt stuff, and of course, final laps and whatever's clever.